This is the Ethanol Report. Today we're speaking with Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. And Bob, there's not much going on in Washington, D.C. these days, is there?
My commute is a lot faster. I don't mind that. But generally, Capitol Hill and the government offices are so quiet you can hear a pin drop. For those that think that we get some issues we need to address as a nation, it's kind of a pathetic sight.
Even though the government is not working, most of it, the Petroleum Institute and the oil industry is at work continually trying to get rid of the RFS. And what is their latest attack on the RFS?
Well, once again, they've taken their nonsensical political fight to the courts. They have sued EPA over its implementation of the RFS before and been told that their case has no merit. But the oil companies, of course, have more money than God, and they are spending that on lawyers and once again are challenging EPA in court for their 2013 RFS requirements. I view this as much ado about nothing. I view it as a lawsuit in search of a problem. And if I was a judge and I realized that the API was just using the court system for a press release, I might be kind of irritated. And we'll see just how far they get with this lawsuit because it is completely without merit.
Well, Bob, tell me what's going on with RFA. You had your, your board meeting recently. So tell me what you did at this recent meeting of the board. I understand we reelected our board members, right?
Yeah, this is our annual meeting, and we elect officers and the board of directors every year. Of course, if you are an ethanol producer and a member of the association, you serve on the board of directors. But we've got officers and an executive committee that is elected. Generally, I think the mood around the room this year was dramatically different than what it was a year ago. What a difference a year makes. A year ago, we were facing some real issues with the corn crop. We were facing a likely waiver filing in a real effort to repeal the RFS. We defeated the waiver effort. You now have a corn crop that is likely going to be the largest in history, whereas a year ago you had plants shutting down. Today you've got plants coming back online. And the vibe in the room reflected that positive marketplace. And folks are really quite optimistic about where the marketplace is headed, about breaking through the blend wall. And I think they're even optimistic, though sanguine, about the political attacks that we continue to face. And I think they know that we may be in for a long fight, but that it is a fight that we will ultimately win.
I wanted to ask you, you mentioned the fact that this could be, is likely to be, the largest corn crop in history. But right now, we're not getting any reports about that. We're not getting any reports on the harvest. We've got a supply-demand report that was supposedly coming out this week, and it's not coming out. Just wondered about your thoughts about how the agriculture and the ethanol industry is being impacted by this government slowdown, shutdown, whatever you want to call it.
Well, certainly the markets are impacted by the lack of data and information about where things are, whether it is energy Department of Energy reports on ethanol production, or USDA reports on the crop progress. But I think really the most significant impact for us will be, EPA right now is not answering the phone, so they are not responding to marketers that are looking to offer E15. So we're trying to grow this market. We're trying to expand E15 across the country. Now that we're out of the summertime RVP season, you've got marketers that are anxious to begin offering this new fuel to consumers, and they call up EPA and say, we want to register, and there's nobody at the other end of the line. So So my hope is that that is not going to be a real barrier, but it is something that I'm concerned about because we need to be growing this market, and I would hate to think that the political snit that is occurring in Washington today is going to throw up yet another barrier to expanding E15.
Is it impacting, what about RINs? Is it having effect on that? Or might it affect, do you have another EPA RFS target numbers that need to be released? Might it impact that?
It might certainly impact EPA's release of its proposed 2014 RVO, the RFS numbers. You know, whether that delays it by a couple of weeks or 3 weeks depends on how long Congress is out. You know, like this year, EPA took far too long to get those out. I don't think it would be a repeat of this year where they don't get a final rule out until August. But, you know, you want those numbers out as early as possible so the marketplace can respond. And it's a bit unfortunate that again, has concern that has occurred.
And that really circles us right back around to the lawsuit, because that's what API is claiming at this point, is that we won't be able to meet the RFS, the targets for RFS, cellulosic in particular.
Indeed, that is one of the reasons API went to court today. But it's really a hollow argument because, you know, EPA is not just throwing numbers out of whole cloth. They're relying on a statute, and everybody knows what the statute is requiring, and EPA had very early on signaled what they would do in terms of reducing the cellulose and the advanced biofuels numbers. So for API to say, oh, we just didn't know what the deal was, that's just, you know, utter nonsense. You know, not only did they know because they too can read and see what the statute says, but the marketplace has clearly been producing and selling and reporting renewable fuels for 2013, and we are on track to meet the RVO for 2013. So I sort of scratched my head again. What is API really trying to do with its lawsuit? They're saying, you know, it's caused all these difficulties. Well, what difficulties? You're going to meet the targets. So it's really, again, it's just a lawsuit in search of a problem, because there is no problem here.
I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the